Turning back the clocks a little bit at Marlins Park tonight. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. It is my pleasure to be joined alongside the voice of the then Florida Marlins in that 1997 magical World Series run, Joe Angel. Joe, do you still see that Renteria hit flying over second base once in a while?
You know, it's interesting because Craig Counsell is now managing that Milwaukee ball club. And when he was with the Orioles, I always felt that if someday, along with Mike Redmond, that he would make an outstanding manager. And lo and behold, that's exactly what's happening right now. But I can see Craig Counsell, you know, coming in to score the winning run. And to me, that was the biggest win column of them all. And it's a day that I will never forget.
What a magical season, too.
It really was. You know, interesting, too, because I mean, there were some negative connotations that year with the Florida Marlins because Dave Dombrowski had gone out and did a terrific job of spending the money to get the right people in place. He put together a pretty good ball club, but that club didn't gel the first half of the season. In fact, it was pretty much a mediocre ball club until about the All-Star break, and then the organization got together, had a big meeting at the All-Star break, and it was then that they decided to disband the team at the end of the season. That's when they made that decision, at the All-Star break. And then, lo and behold, the second half of the season, that club became a great ball club. And as a wild card, eventually became a world champion. And yet, at the end of that season, they did, anyway, what they decided to do at the All-Star break. They disbanded that team. If they'd kept that team together, that team could have won maybe three world championships.
They only got one. It was the first of two, the other coming in 2003. Something the Marlins are hoping that they can replicate this season. Joe, your first time here at Marlins Park, no more outdoor facility. What do you think of Marlins Park?
Well, you know, I haven't seen that much of it. It's my first trip in today, as a matter of fact, and I was actually looking forward to seeing it. I love the retractable roof, and I love the colors. It's very South Florida-ish, you know, when you look out at it. I think they've done a wonderful job. The broadcast facilities are outstanding. I think the fans are comfortable, and you know you're going to play a ball game that night, no matter what. I remember at Joe Robbie Stadium, it wasn't that we had a lot of rainouts, because usually we got the games in, but we had just an unbelievable number of rain delays, and it was uncomfortable for everybody. Fortunately, you don't have to worry about that anymore. This is they've done a lovely job here, no question.
How nice is it to come back? I'm sure it brings back some good memories.
Well, you know, 1993, I was the guy they hired first to become the original broadcaster. I came down here doing radio and television. And as far as I'm concerned, I would have been tickled to death to remain here for the rest of my career. I'd love to still be here. That was my intent when I came down to South Florida, to be here for the rest of my career. Now, it didn't work out that way. Things often don't work out the way we'd like them to work out. But, you know, these are great memories. And I love coming back and seeing old friends, old faces, you know, people that have been here since I got here. So it's a bit of a homecoming. And but it's also, to me, in a way, it's a little bit sad because, like I said, I would have been happy to remain here.
You do a tremendous job on the Orioles radio network now. Joe, let's talk about those Orioles a little bit. The expectations coming into the season, of course, the AL East is wide open. It's a ball club that's got a lot of talent. What have you seen from the Baltimore Orioles thus far?
You know, I've seen a lot of inconsistency, and I think it's unusual for a team managed by Buck Showalter. It's a team that I think has been deficient in the fundamentals of the game. They made a lot of base-running blunders. They made some errors. Machado's made like 9 or 10 errors already this season. And there's a guy who, initially, he's a platinum glove winner at third base. He's a phenomenal third baseman. But he's made some careless errors late in ball games when people are paying attention. You know, the kind of errors that cost you games. So it has not been a good ball club. They have not done the things that I think they expected to get done. But it's early. And like I said, in 1997, the Marlins were not a good ball club until after the All-Star break. So I think that's what's going to happen here. Much like the Marlins, I mean, there's just too much talent for the club not to turn it around.
Well, the Orioles are 18-20. The Marlins 10 games under 500. We continue a 10-game homestand tonight. It's the first of three between the Marlins and the Orioles. Coming up next, Joe, thanks so much for the time tonight.
Encantado. Gracias.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.